over time, holding different stones, you get to know the vibration and you get to feel how it responds to you, right? And so rose quartz, for example, is called the love stone. And we have amethyst, which is like the third eye stone, which helps to also cultivate intuition. And then we have the sunstone, which holds energy from the sun. Really good for African people to have this, that live in America who don't live with the sun as much, or, you know, melanated people are not in their intended environment. And so carrying the sunstone helps to keep us balanced. Nelijah Brown, Flourish Boutique, 2445 St. Paul Street. Well, the name Flourish, let's start with that. So Flourish, it means to create an environment where you thrive. That's what Flourish is all about. Items that help to create a favorable environment. We have like grounding incense and grounding oils. If you want to create a more vibrant space, we have like citrusy things. We just have different things that support finding the frequency that works best for you. There's a woman in Baltimore, and people would always say, "Are you Noni's daughter?" And I'd be like, "No, I don't even know. I don't know Noni." And then one day I was in a store, and this woman walked over to me, and I said, "You must be Noni." And she said, "Everybody's always asking me if I'm your mother." And I was like, "Same here." And so we just hugged, we just squeezed each other, and it was so beautiful. And she said, "I'm going to the beach. You want to come?" And so I was like, "Sure." So we grabbed some food, and we went to Virginia Beach, and we stayed there for the weekend. And that was like the day that changed my life as far as just like eating better. Noni was, you know, all organic. And she was, you know, she did yoga every morning, meditated every morning at sunrise and every evening at sunset, Agnihotra. And she just taught me about that fire meditation. She taught me about healthy living, healthy eating, and just raising our vibrations and just living more in harmony with nature. And so that was 25 years ago. And so I never went back. Like, you know, like once you go real, you know what I'm saying? It's really hard to go back. So I've, you know, vegan since that weekend, and just like embrace a more natural way of living since that weekend with Noni.
Is she still with us?
No, she transitioned a couple years ago, and I was gonna call this Noni's place, but I woke up one day, like the day before we opened, and this name Flourish came in, and I was like, whoa. I love it. So it's Flourish, but in my heart, it's Noni's place. You know, I dedicate it to Noni.
Tell me what you're doing here, what you just got.
I'm just unpacking an order. So there's an importer that goes to India and gets fabulous incense and great stuff. I'm sorry. So I want you to hear the sound of the singing bowl, which is one of my absolute favorite sounds in the world. Each chakra, which are energy centers in the body, have a different vibration. And so these singing bowls are tuned to the vibrations of the specific chakra. This is the sound of the sacral chakra. Let's find our breath, and let's take three or four cleansing breaths. So what does that look like? We take a deep breath in through our nose, and let that breath go all the way down into your belly, and allow the belly to open. Let the rib cage begin to lift like wings of a butterfly, and continue to inhale all the way up into your shoulders and throat. And when you're ready, we'll slowly open our eyes, bringing our awareness back into our common space and bringing that sense of groundedness with you.